Menominee tribal members brought their children to a news conference Tuesday to underscore how revenue from gambling at a Kenosha casino could improve quality of life where unemployment is high and the standard of living low. They say casino money could be spent to improve education. Shannon Chapman is the principal at Menominee Tribal School. She listed a number of education hurdles that could be overcome with more resources.
Reduction in the number of staff, which has had a detrimental impact on student services. Lack of funding to attract and retain high-quality teaching staff, outdated social studies and science curriculums, and outdated buses badly in need of replacement.
Opponents of the casino held their own news conference in which they, too, brought up the issue of families. Jelaine Appling of Wisconsin Family Action says gambling can lead to addiction.
Gambling is not a victimless activity. Wisconsin's best natural resource, bar none, is her families. The families of this state are what make us great.
National Tea Party groups also are against a casino in Kenosha. They say workers might possibly form a union that might organize and defeat Governor Walker. Walker has limited public sector unions, but claims to back many private sector ones. His decision on a casino is expected to come this week. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.